The Christian Church traditionally has celebrated Epiphany on January 6th, and that is a word that means the coming of the wise men. So let's look at this account from Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. Matthew 2, 1 to 12, the coming of the wise men. And it says there, "Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him.' When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. So they said to him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, determined from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search carefully for the young child, and when you have found him, bring back word to me, that I may come and worship him also.' When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they said they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way." Bible scholars have long speculated about why these wise men came seeking a Jewish king. Perhaps they were familiar with the Old Testament prophecies, like Balaam's prophecy of a star coming out of Jacob in Numbers chapter 24. Or maybe Daniel's prophecy about the 70 weeks, which foretold the time of Christ's first coming in Daniel chapter 9. Or maybe God communicated this knowledge to them supernaturally. I like the idea of Daniel teaching about these events from God's word during the Babylonian exile. And after all, Babylon was east of Israel. So this, I like that theory, but we're not sure. Centuries earlier, when the children of Israel came into their own land after the 430-year bondage in Egypt, remember, they came back to Israel, the land that God had promised Abraham as an everlasting covenant. The countries all over the Near East knew of these people and their God. Remember when they sent the spies into Jericho, Rahab, the prostitute, talked to them. And she told those spies that they had heard about them and they were actually quite afraid of them. Later, King David and all his conquests was known all over the ancient world. After King David, King Solomon's wisdom was known all over the world. And kings and queens came from far and wide to hear his wisdom and to hear about his God, the God of these peculiar people. So Daniel's teaching in Babylon would only have perpetuated the world's knowledge about Israel and their God, a God who had power like no other God that mankind had ever known. And after all, that's why God called Abraham, so that the whole world would know about Israel and their God. And that God was going to change the entire world through this nation and their long-promised Messiah king. So the wise men came to Jerusalem, maybe because of the world's knowledge of Israel, but it was by the leading of the Holy Spirit. We know that they came because God wanted them there. They were the first Gentiles to worship Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. If we turn to Luke chapter 2 and verse 17, and this is speaking of the shepherds. It says in Luke 2, verse 17, "Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child." The shepherds were the first missionaries mentioned in the Bible. They made this good news widely known. The Bible doesn't tell us if the wise men told anyone about their experiences with this king that they sought and found, but I can't imagine them remaining quiet about all they had experienced. I'm sure it was told all over their country. If we go back to Matthew chapter 2 and verse 12, it says there, "Then being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way." That's an interesting thing, because no one who seeks and finds this king, the Savior, ever goes back the same way that they came. Because this Savior King changes lives. So the shepherds spread the news, and I would think the wise men did it as well. So from then to the present day, the good news of salvation has gone out all over the world. Jesus came to this world to save us from our sins. He paid the price for our sins by shedding his own blood on a cross at Calvary to satisfy God's righteous anger against sin and for the forgiveness of all of the sins of the whole world. He rose from the dead and on the third day and has conquered sin, death, and Satan. And we who receive this gift are allowed to go free. Free to follow King Jesus. Free to spread this good news here at home and all over the world. And that is what faithful Christians still do today. John 3:16 and 17. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."